You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. Why did I quit gaming again in June 2019, and where do we go from here? I quit gaming recently because the passion had slipped away from it. It felt like a chore. It felt like I wasn't doing anything that was really useful and in my heart. Now, that changed from a year ago. A year ago, I was so excited about gaming after taking a year and a half off before that. And especially, I was excited to play Call of Duty Black Ops 4 Zombies and Blackout. I played a lot of those. And at the beginning of the year, I started Euthena, which is a place where education and service combine. One place for learning and offering everything you're willing to do for others. There's no platform like it, and that's where my passion is at now, building that Euthena up. I see that to go forward, it's time to optimize my whole life. And gaming lately, especially, has just been taking up time. I'd rather be investing in Euthena and all of the other things I do, like my family, like going to my AA meetings, like all my self-care, from massages to personal training to hypnotherapy each week. I have about maybe 20 or 30 core hours of really time that I can just get out here and be in my studio and film videos, do high-level tasks. Then I often have lots of other hours where I can kind of passively do things like listen, learn, and be preparing or planning in my head. The gaming was taking up a huge percentage of those core hours, and yet the gaming was producing a very low return. The audience on the gaming videos was dwindling down after a lot of initial growth last year, and that's probably a reflection of my own energy and my own lack of excitement in terms of gaming. I'm grateful that I had the chance to carry the message of love, hope, and faith, especially sobriety and healthy living. That was the reason I wanted to get back into gaming, is a chance to carry that message, and that has been accomplished, and I see there's a ton of other people trying to do that same kind of thing now. And me gaming seems to have helped mobilize some others to do the same thing. Now my focus is needed elsewhere. I trust the feeling of my passion. If I'm not loving and excited about doing something, then that is not a part of my life that needs to stay. I am ruthless about cutting stuff out of my life that doesn't feel amazing. And that's not to say that every moment should be in blissful happiness. It means there should be some passion and feeling about it, even if sometimes it's the negative. God, I hate this. It's so frustrating. Even that is preferable to just apathy and not caring about it. Thus, like a surgeon, I've cut out the gaming out of what I'm doing. And where do we go from here? Where we go from here is me filming 3 videos a day on average and getting out all of what I have to share directly. The gaming lately has been obscuring the message I've been trying to share. I've been intending to share about things like sobriety, and yet when I'm playing gaming videos, there's often not a good chance to do that. Instead, now I'm planning to make videos directly. And when I say videos, I make things into podcast episodes and blog posts also. I intend to now make videos directly about various aspects of sobriety instead of trying to get into this awkward conversation while gaming about it. Playing video games is often taken the time I have that's most valuable to make tutorials, and almost all the money I make online, almost all the opportunities I have, the reason I have the studio today, it's not for gaming. In fact, gaming financially has been a complete loss. Despite the generous donations of thousands of people, gaming totaling $5,000 or $10,000, I've given more to others that in gaming than I've actually got myself, and I've spent thousands on equipment, thousands on games and downloadable items, and the gaming financially is a total loss. Meanwhile, I've borrowed a bunch of money this year to build up Euthena because the world has a huge open space for Euthena. One place where you can go to learn and serve. It's incredible. Imagine you can go take video courses with someone, then have the services directly related to, for example, you can enroll in someone's video course, then take coaching with them, then join the membership group, all on one platform. And then you could offer your same services, put your own courses up on that same platform. That's what all of my attention is needed on now, especially seeking investors. Thus, there's no room for video games in my life. I'm grateful today I have the courage to just look at my life from an objective point of view and cut things out. And yet, I've been feeling this way for about 5 months at least, and I've just continued to do the gaming on autopilot anyway, even though the passion wasn't there. And the trick in life is just to be flexible, to back out of things where there's no more passion. Sometimes this could be a relationship, it could be a job, and a lot of us just cruise, keep going and going and going, as I did for things like in my life drinking. There, I lost the passion for it, and it just was this destructive habit, and I just kept going and going on it anyway, instead of cutting it loose, learning, growing, and changing. And I'm grateful today that you're here. If you want to stay in touch, here's the best ways that you can do that. On YouTube, you can hit that subscribe button at youtube.com/Jerry Banfield if you haven't already. If you want to make sure not to miss videos, hit that notification bell to get notified on all of them. On Facebook, if you haven't already, you can hit that follow button. And if you don't want to miss new posts, make sure to hit see first. And if you want a little something extra, you can join on YouTube and I will put your channel name in the credits, either in the description to start with, and maybe we'll have some videos at some point. That's where you're able to find me going forward. And I appreciate our journey together with gaming. Thank you very much to the supporters on Facebook. The supporters on Facebook bought most of my gaming gear within 24 hours of me posting that I was giving it all up. So thank you very much for being here. I love you. You're awesome. And I'll see you wherever you want to join me going forward.